All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean, obscure reference before your time. What soundtrack is that on? What classic film is that from?
I couldn't tell you, but that song hits so good.
I bet Wiggy could.
Is that Alpha?
No, it's not Arthur.
Sounds like a song from that movie.
No, one of the great films, one of the great coming-of-age films of our lifetime.
Oh, Almost Famous.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That song is so good.
Doesn't anybody knock anymore? Remind me also, Shime, at some point, I think we have a topical reason to rejoin at some point this morning with I'm working late because I'm a singer.
Oh, I would love to.
We will do that. We'll do that later. Just remind me, please.
Let's go.
This is a Patriots fan who would like to remain anonymous.
I better not be Gino.
Morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Excuse my voice. I have a cold. I apologize.
Oh, you better test for COVID.
First of all, I want to say I love you guys. I listen every morning. Coco, you're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And I just want to say, last night I was watching Monday Night Football, and my 17-year-old son came in the room, and he says to me, Mom, I don't like the Patriots anymore. Now, to preface this, when my kids were little, we lived for Sundays. So we would go to my sister's, we would make food, like we would send recipes back and forth to each other to figure out what we were making for the week. We would all gear up.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. I don't think the crafts understand. They've lost their fan base. And putting Drake May in would just kind of capture those young kids that just lost their love for the Patriots. And it just kind of made me sad in a way.
Yeah, it is. It's sad.
It's
sad.
Such a great call because think of all the ingredients and all the ways in which the Patriots changed their approach, but it was always with a championship at the end of the stick. There was always a universal desire to maximize the talent to go as far as possible. And ever since 2018, 2019, wherever the line is, it's been about each side creating the best narrative to be viewed in the best light by the fans, when in the reality is the only thing the fans care about is a team that's well good enough to support.
Well, yeah, and I think the goal was always win now,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's switched to win later. Like I think the strategy
win
is
eventually.
Win eventually.
You're
going
to lose those fans forever, though. Those 17-year-olds don't care about the 20 years of excellence because there was a period of time where they weren't even alive. So they grew up where the Patriots were the best. They were the GOAT, and so that gave them. It made them a bit spoiled, you could say. But now that they've fallen off, okay, they're on to the next. They're going to go root for the Celtics and just focus on them. They're not going to care about the Patriots. We're fair weather fans now. That's the change. And the attention span for people is only getting shorter and shorter. So if you expect anybody below the age of 30 to really focus on a season where it seems like they're just going to tank, that's not going to happen.
No, they'll come back, though.
508 texter says, please tell the truth. Curtis was rolling his eyes while she was talking. No, I think Curtis liked that phone call.
God in heaven. I don't feel well, people. I think that lady was, I wish I thought of that. She had an excellent phone call, and it's true. And the other thing is, in the 90s, we were stuck watching bad TV. Now, within one move of your thumb, you have 500 shows at your disposal.
Exactly.
And we didn't have the red zone, so we didn't know just how bad we were compared to every other team. You watch the red zone channel, it's like it's like watching Rivers and then seeing Florida State.
Yeah, the red zone channel will definitely take some viewers away from just turning the Pats game on and watching it. You know, because
I think they always come back. Like if you're if you're a football fan, like we talked about this a while ago. There's no game that I won't watch this season. Like I will watch every single Patriots game.
But that's because we are a different generation. I'm talking about the Gen Zers. Like sure, they'll come back, but they're not going to be these diehards that we have now.
Well, but Courtney, that's just fans in general.
I think in part it's because they root for the name on the back of the jersey instead of the front of jersey.
And
now.
I have been saying this when Wiggy was saying, you know, you have a certain coach and people will come out to see a coach. That's not it anymore.
Yeah,
and they want the flash, and she was right that if you put Drake May in there, they'll have somebody that they can relate to.
Yeah,
and I would also add that watching the Patriots on Thursday night, if this wasn't our job, would you have watched more than a quarter of that game?
I would have shut it off at halftime.
I mean, it was offensive. It was awful.
No, I would have watched it because, I mean, obviously I would have watched it just being a football fan. It's the only game on TV.
But it wasn't even a good game. Like Sunday night's game, the Chiefs and Falcons, was a really good game. Mm-hmm. Last night's Bengals-Commanders game was an awesome football game. Mm-hmm. Like, those are like games I would stay up for, and I don't even root for those teams. But on Thursday night, like if I didn't root for the Patriots, I would not have stayed up.
Once it gets the blowout level.
Did you watch the Dallas Ravens game?
Yes.
Yes. And it was a blowout for a good period of time, but you watched the Cowboys almost come back and win that football game.
He watched that game, though, because he loves Lamar.
I watched that game because I like football. Like, right. And it was the 4 o'clock game.
Well, I had red zone.
And I thought the broadcaster was excellent. I don't know who the color guy was.
And all the people saying, oh, so the generation that eats Tide Pods, we're worried about them. Well, if you're the Crafts, when we're all dead and gone, they're going to still be buying tickets. So, yeah, you do need to focus
on
them.
And those Tide Pod eating kids are yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, you raised them.
All right, NFL Talk on WEEI is brought to you by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. We will, Shime, let's do They Said It at 7:20.
So I think that's a great idea.
10 minutes from now. And Wiggy can get wound tight again about what Burt Breer said about what you should not do this season with Drake May. So we'll get to that coming up. My lead quick. Courtney, you asked for sentimental, almost boomer lead from.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Me this morning, yes. When given the choice,
mm-hmm.
The last full-size Kmart store in the United States of America is closing its doors.
Mm.
No more blue light specials for those who would go to Kmart. When I was a young man and back to school season rolled around, my mom, Susan Hill, would take me to the Kmart in Acton. And we would stock up everything you wanted, whether it was tough skins, corduroys, shoes, Wiggy.
Olympians.
Sweatshirt or two.
Yeah, so you got your best Bobos.
Maybe some kind of Bobby Orr sweatshirt or something like that. It was all at Kmart. Everything that you wanted was at Kmart. And I would just ask the question, going forward, will the big box store survive or will brick and mortar die? Like black and white television. Like, are people, is everybody just going to buy everything online? Will anybody go into any big box store ever again? If Kmart can't succeed with the blue light special and by offering everything to everybody, there used to be 2,300 Kmart stores in the United States of America, and the last one is closing.
Yeah.
I felt this way when Blockbuster closed.
That was sad.
It was very, very depressing for me.
But, like, Target's never going to go out.
Target is
people
heaven.
Love Target.
That's what people said about Kmart.
Yeah, no. They did.
Target's a different beast.
Walmart might be the only one that survives because Walmart's cheaper.
Uh-huh.
Target's getting to a point where it could be a little bit expensive for some people. Now, maybe there'll still be a small group of people, but I guarantee you there'll be more Targets that'll close, but Walmarts are the places where people go, and you get everything in Walmart. They got groceries in there.
You used to be able to do the same thing at Sears. You used to be able to get everything at Sears.
Yeah.
You could get a lawnmower.
Sears and Robots.
You could get a lawnmower, and you could get your clothes.
What about Circuit City? I missed that place.
You could get a washing machine, and you could get your shoes.
Can you get a washing machine at Target? That might be their one area where they're lacking.
I don't know.
Like appliances like that.
No, you can't. You could get TVs and stuff like that.
Right, yeah, I know TVs. Yeah.
You can get appliances at Walmart.
Yeah, no, I know, but that's not Target. No.
But that's my point. So Target eventually might wither away because Walmart will be the last place that
you can get groceries and stuff at Target, though, too.
Yep. Alcohol, too.
Yeah.
And the clothes are very good.
And according to Target.com, front-load washer dryers are available.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But are those just online purchases?
I haven't gone actually to the store this morning, but I will be sure to check it out later.
It's like you can get furniture from Home Depot.
But you can get it from Target too.
But it's online. Online only.
No, the Target in Watertown actually very nice when it comes to home.
Can you actually buy a piece of furniture now that has been constructed for you, or does it all have to be put together by you? And it's also, this is a real problem I have.
Mm-hmm.
You buy something, Amazon or whatever, like Lindsay bought that bookcase thing.
Gorgeous.
And she did a great job putting it together.
Yep.
That's a real joie de vivre.
But it costs the same as if you bought it already put together.
Right.
So it's a giant fraud that is being perpetrated on the people of America.
That's why you got to go to Wayfair. Because Wayfair, you can actually get, they have on their site, you can get somebody to come in and set it up for you, put it all together.
Yeah, but somebody's cousin on the board voted for Trump at Wayfair, so we can't go.
But you're right. It's like, why go? Why am I going? I could just go to Bob's and get the same type of bookshelf, and they'll bring it and put it up for me at the same price.
Yeah. And Wiggy, you are right. I've done further investigation. These are online only.
Mm. Yeah. It's like I said, Home Depot, you can buy furniture, but it's only online.
Correct.
Well, moment of silence for Kmart.
Yeah.
Sad.
It was once a great place.
Listen, if you could even
get food in there.
Good popcorn.
Like take home food, you could eat.
Yeah, they had those big bags of popcorn, like the buttery popcorn. Yes. Really, really good.
It's all going to go. I mean, Woolworths went. Bradley's went all the places.
Leachmere.
Yeah. Sears and Robux, like you said.
Yeah, it's all gone.
It's all gone.
Good. Good old days, Wiggy.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox not giving up on the season. They beat the Blue Jays 4-1 yesterday on the road. They've got another one in Toronto tonight. 7:07 first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start.
What's the magic number? Curtis, do you have a magic number for us this morning?
Yep.
Pie. 3.5 3.5 They could pull it off.
Yep, they could.
But you need every team in Major League Baseball to lose every game that remains. And you're a wild card.
Do you think that Joe's end of season poem will be emotional this year?
Yeah. Joe's done, I think.
Yeah.
He's already done his last game.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's not going to do Sunday?
I don't believe so. I mean, unless I have been wrong before. But I believe that
he has three more. Tampa Bay, the last three, it's Joe and Will.
It is? Okay. All right. I stand corrected on that.
Oh, thank God.
You can hang out with Coop at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Two Monday Night Football games last night. The Bills took down the Jaguars 47-10, the final. And Greg's guy, Mac Jones, came in to make his Jags debut in the fourth quarter. On just his third play of the night, Jones got strip sacked by Javon Solomon, with Buffalo recovering deep in Jacksonville territory to set up another Bills touchdown. And the Commanders take down the Bengals 38-33. Jaden Daniels finished the night completing 21 of 23 passes for 254 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Subaru of New England all-wheel driveaway is going on right now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you. 55 degrees, sunny right now. Afternoon high, partly cloudy, 66.
All right, we'll get to They Said It next. What Mahomes said as an excuse for Travis Kelce and what Burt Breer said about the risk when it comes to inserting Drake May at all this season, all coming up next.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.